Curtis, I heard you were on Big Fatty again.
Yes.
Somebody's playing favorites.
He was twice this week.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's playing favorites.
What do you mean?
How often was Brian Gregory on there?
A couple seconds.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Same. Well, that's how you get on the opening of Big Fatty's show, is you talk about Big Fatty on the podcast that you're on. Well,
or you can get into big opening a Big Fatty, and you know, then you can really get onto it.
Hey, you've seen his balls. I haven't.
I know, but I'm talking about the other side.
I want to see his balls.
Do you?
Yes.
Big Fatty, can you please send a picture of your
balls? I don't want to see it over the picture.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes.
Somebody's playing favorites.
Big Fatty, you're not prepared. You don't have the microphone over next to the way.
Oh, hi.
Big Fatty, you're not prepared for episode number 2029 of the BFO.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we're just on autopilot today. Big Fatty, thank goodness somebody's flying the plane, the ship. What is this, the train? Y'all, today, too, I say Tuesday, the 3rd of November, y'all, it's Election Day. It is Election Day here in the U.S. of A., and y'all... for those of you who are able to get out and vote, exercise your rights and privileges to get out there and stand in line and get to meet your good friend Hangin' Chad. Big Fatty, it was silly. You're just silly, but y'all, Big Fatty's going to get out and vote. You know, my new. City council person, the Lesbyterian, 3 doors down, is going to be winning, and y'all will have full coverage a little bit later. Yes, Big Fatty. Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Fatty, I vote for you.
Fart, it's me. I don't know what I called for, but could I listen to that restaurant recommendation song again?
It's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty, and make that recommendation for a restaurant for us to eat at, because it's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Let's eat.
I'm actually looking at my bank account, and so they let you put nicknames on your stuff. And so I had one called Derek Loan, but I paid that loan off. And so I wanted to come up with a different name for it. And so I was going to call it Ka-Ching, and then didn't know how to spell it. And then I was going to call it Slush Fund, and then I was going to call it the Runaway Fund. And anyway, I just decided to just go with savings. So how boring is that? So I have a tire fund, auto insurance fund, Garrett College fund, vacation fund, kids college fund, savings, and checking. So anyway, and then obviously the loan names are, do you bank where you get to name your accounts? So anyway, yeah, if you could just play that for me, I would appreciate that.
It's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty, and make that recommendation for a restaurant for us to eat at, because it's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Let's eat.
It'd be kind of like a birthday present, like early, like really early, September, January, February, March, like 4 months early. So anyway, all right, got to go. I got to belch. Oh,
Dave. Guess Big Fatty, what was that last name? Woodhaven. I don't know if it was Woodhaven or not, but Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And I love a Miss Bacon call that starts off with, I have no idea why I called. But Miss Bacon, you raised interesting question is, how do you spell ka-ching? And let's just ask Siri that. Siri, how do you spell ka-ching?
Catching is spelled C-A-T-C-H-I-N-G.
No, that's not catching. We want ka-ching. Big fatty. How do you spell ka-ching?
Touching. T-O-U-C-H-I-N-G.
How do you spell ka-ching?
Coaching. C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G.
All right, I don't know. I tell you what, we'll goggle that while the next call is playing. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry H. Just ruined it, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
So, we have an event at the coal mine, a black tie event tomorrow, and I was invited, as for you, but unlike you, I'm a team player and I'm going, and I realized that last time I wore my tuxedo, it came with its own cummerbund and bow tie, and the bow tie was crappy, and I threw it out because it looked like garbage, and so I needed to get a new one, and I was like, well, let me run out to the Belks, because they had them on sale, and you know, Belks is Southern style, and anyway, very long story short, y'all, they had so much parfum in there that I had to walk through to get to the men's department that I my eyes were watering and I was like looking around. I couldn't focus because there was so much perfume in that general area. And y'all, I walked right into the cart selling something. I don't even know what it was. It was right up in the middle of the aisle because you have to turn sideways to walk through the belt because the floor stylist, he used to work there for like 60 years, retired. He's a personal friend, so you know, I know him. But anyway, Danny retired, and the place has just gone to shit, quite honestly. But can I pull up? I'm sorry, I had to stop and get a little dinner because I'm fat. Although, based on how tight these pants are right now, I shouldn't be getting dinner, but it's too late to close. So anyway, that was just my experience with the ruination of the Belk's experience. But also walked in full-on Christmas. Like, I think I stammered a little bit, and I went to Dillard's to compare prices, even though Belk's was better, but I almost bought the bow tie from Dillard's simply because they still had Halloween decorations out, not Christmas, and I'm not ready. I'll be ready on Sunday. I'm not ready today. It's Thursday. I'm sure you'll hear this next Thursday. Okay. Ooh, a little burp. That's a Twix. Gotta run. Yeah. Oh, shit, just because I turned the car off doesn't mean it hangs up. How do I do that?
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is old team player Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. You never told us about your cumber snatch. Ready? You mean it's cummerbund? Where is cummerbund? Is cumber snatch? I don't know what it's called. But you didn't tell us what you bought. You are correct in that it is not acceptable. It is not acceptable to be decorated for the crema prior to the 1st. The 1st of November. But on the 1st of November, pull out all the stuff. Just pull them all out. Yes, Big Fatty, pull them out. And Miss Bacon, I can't find out how you spell that. So y'all, if you know how to spell ka-ching, I would have guessed it was C-U-H-C-H-I-N-G. But it doesn't seem to be, I must be doing something right. But it may be K-U-H, but I looked at that, too, Big Fatty, poor reporter.
It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy, at midnight, on Friday, October 30th, I've just left the giant coal mine Hootenanny. Which I'm not saying that I was on the stage, but it may have been, but we really don't need to talk about that. What a hootenanny it was. There were a lot of big time coal miners there. One even put his hat on backwards and did some Bon Jovi with the band. Your little lamb got schnockered on some sort of sparkling, sweet, nasty drink. The fun one from the office next door, all I'm going to say is she backed that thing up. So we had a good time, and people kept saying, why is it Big Fatty here? And I said, oh, because he's Big Fatty, and he's out with his horror friends, but he could be here with these horrifying people. So anyway, we just wanted to let you know that you missed a hoot nanny of a good time, and I think we shut the place down, but I was eating the pork belly, and it was just delicious. So anyway, you're fat, and I'm going to go collapse into a coma because I'm physically and a little bit mentally exhausted. Yeah,
I guess y'all, that, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you for the update on the big hoot nanny. There's only a couple of things that stand out in all of that. Number one, I don't believe for a second that anyone axed where Big Friday was. You know, y'all, it's just not my kind of thing. And I wasn't interested. And, you know, me not being there gave a spot for somebody else to be there, because evidently it was super crowded, and, you know, that's just not my thing. And as bad as Granny is, Big Fatty, will you please, we don't need to know how bad Granny is. Yes! The Vader and Bacon Show! Big Fatty, where's your cumber snatch? Yeah, I guess y'all, I'm just gonna natter here a little bit here at the end of the little show. Y'all, you know I'm a straight boyfriend, straight Bob. Down there in the future, y'all, it's the Melbourne, Cup, and y'all, he always is so kind to put in a wager. He puts in a wager for Big Fatty, and y'all, he sent me the link and says, "Okay, Big Fatty, choose your winners." And y'all, I had to choose a winner, and then I had to choose a trifecta, and and so y'all, for the winner, I chose Big Orange. Big Fatty, kind of like your hat. It's true, Big Orange. And then in the trifecta, coming in first was Excess Knowledge. Big Fatty, that's kind of like you. It's true. And coming in second was Gust of Wind. Big Fatty, that's definitely like you. And y'all, in third was All Moon Quith. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? I don't know, but it's kind of like me. And Straight Bob, says, yeah, okay, I've got it. Let me just say that if you hit with these picks, you're going to be one rich motherfucker. So, y'all, I just picked for fun, not to necessarily to win the cash money from the ATM machine. But we'll let you know if I'm a rich motherfucker. Be funny. Y'all, let's just see what I got here. Y'all, this is old coal miner week, so y'all is going to be very, very busy in the coal mine this week. And y'all, I've got an old coal miner coming to stay here at the villa with me this week. And y'all, he's just as sweet as he can be. And anyway, he's coming in Thursday night and leaving midday on Sunday. So we'll be able to spend a little bit of time together. Y'all, you know, Miss Kitty helped me. Big Fatty, he didn't help you. He damn did it. Well, okay. We replaced the light fixture on my carport. It used to have a motion sensor light fixture out there, and y'all, it was cheap, is what it was. Yes, Big Fatty, and so we got a new one, and y'all, we installed it, and we did this a couple of weeks ago. And y'all, in the test mode, it worked just perfect, just perfect. And y'all, then you'd switch it, and you could switch it to for the light when activated to stay on for a minute, or 5 minutes, or 10 minutes. And so y'all, we switched it over to 1 minute and put the glass back up on it, and y'all, nothing would happen. it wouldn't happen. So, y'all, I switched it back to the test mode. And finally, I just said, you know, but we saved the box because, you know, we're going to take it back to the Lowells. I went back out and I put it in the 1 minute mode, and it still wasn't working or anything. And y'all, I went out to the recycling bin a little bit later that evening, and y'all, it came on like a security light at the penitentiary. And it worked just perfect. And I went out the next morning and it wasn't working. And y'all, nowhere in the literature did it say that it wouldn't work during daylight. So it's evidently got a light sensor and a motion sensor. So y'all, it's working perfectly. It just doesn't come on in the daytime. Big Fatty, that almost makes sense. It does make sense. So anyway, I'm delighted to say that my carport light is fit as a fiddle. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, do you know that Dells in Dallas? He composed the census music for the BFO, and y'all, I don't know if Dells is still out there or if he even listens. Big Fatty, I feel quite certain he don't listen. But y'all, if any of y'all know Dells or chitter chat with Dells or follow him on the Face Space or anything, y'all, I've been looking for years and years to try to get the theme music from the old Pat Sajak show. Big Fatty, it's just Big Fatty, could you remind us what it sounds like? I'd be more than happy to.
From Television City in Hollywood, Chevy Chase, Joan Van Ark, The Judge, Michael Gross, Peter Huberoff, comic Dennis Wolfberg, and Pat Gets a Physical. Plus, Tom Scott and the band, along with me, Dan Miller, all here tonight on The Pat Sajak Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Sajak.
Yeah, gotcha, y'all, and I shouldn't limit this to Dells in Dallas. You know, y'all, if any of y'all are musical composers or anything like that, or if you have your own orchestra, y'all, Tom Scott composed that, but y'all, I cannot find it anywhere on the inner tubes. And y'all, I love the music, and I don't need all that talking and everything in there, but I just absolutely love the music. So y'all, if you really wanted to do something super special for Big Fatty, y'all, it would you'd get the music from the yes, 1989. Yeah, guess it was it really? Yes, Big Fatty. 1989 was the debut show. That was the little show's debut. Y'all, that was almost 30 years? Big Fatty, as is everything in your life, it's all everything relevant is 30 years old. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely two, I say. Tuesday, and y'all at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there. It's all about me. It's all about me. And Mark, what do you think when Big Fatty plays a meh clip?
Yes, somebody's playing favorites.
Oh, you get me the Pat Sajak music, and you know what our favorite is.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.